Blog Talk Radio.
Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing.
Yo, 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 friends and family, welcome back to Miller Time Radio. Man, I appreciate y'all taking some time hitting the link, whether it's listening on live, you know what I'm saying, or through your cell phone. Man, I appreciate it, man. Yo, listen, another great show today lined up for you. First of all, before we start the show, I just want to send a special shout out to our last show that we had a couple of days ago. We had Marcus Outlaw, the former NFA grad and running back at Boston College. I'm coming on the show, bless the airwaves with your boy for about 30 minutes, man. It was a great show. Wanted to send a shout out to Marcus Outlaw. Today's show, man, you know what I'm saying? Today's show, you know, we've got some innovators, man. I call these guys, you know what I'm saying, just the type of people that we love to have here on Miller Time Radio. Just to have a dream, you know what I'm saying, plan, plot it. There was a lot of hard work and grinding, a lot of bullshit, I'm pretty sure. You know, in between, just to get to, you know, to start either the founders we're going to have on to the show of 92.9 FM WDUP radio out of New London. You know, these guys are just a newly FCC certified, legit. They got the streets on fire with the smooth hip hop, and it's just the content of the show is just awesome, man. You know, and I definitely wanted, I'm blessed and happy, you know, to have some innovative minds on the show today. We're going to bring on one of the founders of WDUP Radio in London, 92.9 FM. Yo, Mike Minshew, welcome to Hillside Radio, man.
Hey, what's happening, man? What's good with you?
Hey, yo, man, yo, listen, man, I'm happy. I'm blessed to have you on the airwaves. Yeah, and obviously, you're doing big things. You and your crew are doing big things at 92.9 Radio New London, man. Hey, this is still new, man. This is a lot of people say, You guys didn't even, less than a year now, you guys.
We've been on since August. We went on air in August, you know. It's independently owned. You know, we don't have no big bank financing us. We ain't got no big bag of finance. We kind of like, you know, some New London cats who, you know, had a vision and, you know, we started putting it together and we slowly progressing, you know.
So who came up with the idea? Was it some of you guys kind of sitting at home like, yo, listen, you know, I ain't feeling this. Obviously, we got the local, no disrespect to 107.7 or the 105 or whatever it is. That's just a different, you know, segment of people that you're trying to capture. Because this is like, what is this? This is like hip-hop radio show.
Yeah, it's crazy, man, because my brother tell you, I showed up to this spot one time. I was like, yo, let's get on that radio. You know, he's like, what? You know what I'm saying? He thought it sounded crazy. But I kind of always thought like an affinity for radio. You know, I went to school at West Conn. I went to Danbury for communications. I interned at Hot 93.7. So I always had a passion for radio, you know, and, you know, kind of, you know, went through my little low period, you know, but I don't know, I kind of got reinvigorated. And I'll tell you the whole story. I was driving down Broad Street over there by the courthouse, and I passed by this abandoned building where these two radio stations could be at. And I'm just wondering, I'm looking at it. It looked like mine. It looked so small, simple. I'm just wondering, like, yo, how do these dudes run a radio station out of this? So, you know, Google was going to put I think Google going to put college out of business. You learn anything on Google and YouTube, you know what I'm saying? So I went there, whatever, and I was like, yo, what's the, like, the bare minimum you need to actually do radio? So, you know what I mean? I found it, and I thought it wasn't that tough. And I happened to come across some information about an opening from the SEC for the first time in 13 years where, you know what I mean, schools, nonprofits, churches, you know what I'm saying, state entities, whatever, could actually, you know what I mean, apply for an SEC license. So, of course, I kept it low. I ain't want no competition because there was only one frequency open. You know, we didn't choose 1929. I was always thinking of the open. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, took that bad, did a little due diligence, some research, and, you know, applied for it, kept it on the low. You know, I told, you know, me and my brother, my partner, Gino, and my brother Lee, you know, I made sure, like, y'all, I swore on the secrecy, like, keep it low until we got, because, like, you know, we had to battle out with another entity out in Westerly, you know what I mean, for it. Because they don't look at, like, the FCC doesn't look at, like, state lines and city lines. They look at coordinates. And it's like, you can't have somebody within 24 kilometers for you to, you know what I'm saying, or you know what I mean, within that reach, or you're going to be competing with each other. And we wound up competing with each other, but we kind of worked out a compromise. And, you know, a couple months later, we was given that green light from the FCC back in February of last year.
Okay, now listen, I'm going to bring Gino on the Miller Time Radio, the other founder of WDUP in New London. Got the streets on fire right now. Hey, Gino, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, what up, man? Thank you for having me.
Yes, yo. Kind of add on, you know, to what your brother Mike was talking about, just the dream of putting this together, man. I'm pretty sure this was a lot of hard work behind the scenes to get this off the ground.
And honestly, Mike did a lot of that hard work behind closed doors. And like you said, he swore Lee and I to secrecy in the beginning. He just said, yo, just watch, okay? I'm doing some things, and I'm going to come to you guys with this radio station. And I knew nothing about a radio station in the beginning. And but Mike was, like you said, he was going hard on Google and doing his homework and just grinding. And when he came to us and said, looks like we're going to get this station, he was all down for it. And he was a good word, you know, reinvigorating, because it gives you a goal, you know, like something to do, something to work at, you know, it's something that the people love, you know, so it's great
and
to
I
see,
wanted,
like, how much love the station is getting.
And that was going to go on to my next question, just about how the community, because this is, like you said, this is just ground roots, man. We had a dream, had an idea, we pushed it forward. Now, our hard work now, we've done things the right way. The people are showing us love, man. What's the love been like in the community?
Yeah, it's crazy, because when you hear someone ride by and they're playing your station in their car, it's a crazy feeling, you know? It feels, you know, because you know that they appreciate it. You know, because when you think about it, your car is the place that you're at most when you're not in your house. You know, you're in your car. Mm. So it's like, you know what, listen to it through the radio or put it through in the TuneIn app, whatever you got to do, using your auxiliary cord or your Bluetooth, whatever level you're on, you're going to enjoy this music, you know? And that's what people have been doing.
To me, the world is coming in fall. No, my bad, Lynn, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was saying, like, double soon me. Yo, me and my brother, because our parents live down the street from Cumberland Farms. So, you know, me and my brother be over there and, you know, see our folks. And then we go to Cumberland Farms. And I'm like, yo, what's that playing in the background? And he's like, yo, that 929. Yo, that's when I was like, wow, this is crazy. And then I come to find out, you have a Family Dollar they playing. And I'm like, yo, you kidding me? It's crazy. You know what I mean? So it's a dope feeling. Like, you're all humble, too, but it's just crazy something, man.
Now, so I wanted you, Mike, to just elaborate about the show, because there may be people who listen to this show tonight and be like, what? Hold on, let me check this show out. What's the content of the show? Are you a country music show? Or are you a bubbling hip-hop show?
You don't know, but that ain't even a show. It ain't even a show. It's 24 hours around the clock, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, the thing is, man,
okay.
We timeless. Like, I think we kind of get, like, pigeonholed and boxed into that whole old-school joint. The whole old school box, and that's not us. We play a lot of current music, you know. We do.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of just want to play. That's why we say it's New London home of timeless hip hop and R&B. And we just want to play music that'll come out today, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, that you could still knock. You know what I'm saying? Have no problem like letting the windows down and let it bump out your windows, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's our whole aim.
We
play freestyle. Okay. We play album cuts, just like. There's a ton of gold on album cuts. Like, that's another thing that don't get played on the radio. And that's the thing about ownership. Mm. We don't have to answer no big wigs. We don't have to, you know what I mean? We don't have to listen to nobody. We can just play with Feel Good. We try to do it for the culture, too. You know, and I got my own things on why the whole radio game messed up. Well, we can get to that another time or later. But I just want to play good music. That's it. That was my whole aim of this. You know what I mean? I care about the coaching, you know? And that was my whole aim in trying to get this done.
Y'all got music, a little something for the ladies too, man.
Every Sunday, starting at 11 p.m., we got late night hump music. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. And we play the slow jazz, all beat joints, and all that. All right, we just added on, and you might know Leonard Miller, man. We just added this on. You know, my homegirl, Marcella. You know what I'm saying? Like she used to be over at Jam 107.7. And she tried to talk me out of late night home music. She want to call it a Twilight Takedown. But I like late night home music better. She's trying to, you know what I mean? I was having fun on that. But, you know, it's just, we play R&B. And we play R&B during the day, too. We, you know what I'm saying? We play everything. Like, it's so much good music that hasn't been given a platform on the FM dial. You know what I'm saying? We kind of want to bring that satellite radio feel to FM dial, if that makes any sense, you know?
Yeah. Now, do you have any future goals for the show? Maybe, doing artist interviews,
We've done interviews, and we got some big interviews coming up. You know, I mean, we've done interviews with, kids, not kids, they grown men, but heads out here who, you know, got their own business, got, you know, music going. We did interviews with Frank Grams, you know, he got songs with The Game and Traded Truth. We did interviews with, my little brother, we'd be tight with Lee growing up, you know what I mean? Got the American Pharoah Hatline going on. We did interviews with them, you know, a couple singers, rappers, you know, we might have a couple big interviews coming up soon, so we do that as well. So, you know, we're a fully functional radio station, even though, you know, we still try to work on the actual, you know, reach of the whole signal. And now, you know what I mean, eventually come in due time. We only been off about 6-7 months.
Gino, I want to bring Gino on for a second. Just talk about a little bit of just future goals. What do you guys see this radio station 2, 3, 5 years from now? Because you got to think that far. How do you see building the brand?
We're already thinking that far. And building our brand, that's exactly the direction we're heading in. And honestly, in 3 to 5 years, I think that we'll be the leading radio station in the area. You know? No, I mean, I'm not taking any shots at 107.7 or even 93.7, but people are going to know 929 WDUP. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking 5 years down the road, why can't we have our own little summer jam right here in New London? You know what I'm saying? With local artists or even artists from the tri-state area. You know, that's what we're trying to do. You know, New London, we got to have a lot of pride when you're from New London, you know, because you're not going to get nothing easy here. Everyone from New London, you're going to have to work for everything that you get, you know? So that's what it is. We want to bring something special to this city.
Amen. Mike, I want to bring you back on. We got a couple, maybe 10 minutes to go on the show. We'll get you guys to talk about, because you guys got some things coming up, big time party and all that coming up. We'll talk about that in a minute. Now, just add on to what Gino was talking about, just the overall, your future goals for this. Is the goal eventually to, like I said, be bigger?
My goal.
Radio stations in Connecticut?
Yeah, I mean, my goal, you know, long term, is to be able to take over the whole state. Like, I used to intern at High 937. I got love for them, and you know, if we ever even grow to that point where we could even compete with them, because we don't have the reach of them right now, so we can't even mention with them right now. But if we ever get to that point, I'm gonna never go badmouth High 937. High 937 was they're the real innovators who brought the hip hop stages to Connecticut, excuse me. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They're the real innovators. So I'm always going to pay respect, pay homage to them. But I have my complaints about High 937. You know, if I got to hear three fist pump songs in a row, you know what I'm saying, it's a problem. And I feel like they're getting a little too 105-ish. And you know what I'm saying? I ain't really feeling that. But, you know, I want to be able to compete at a high level. You know, I sound like I'm talking about basketball right now. You know, me and Gino coach you basketball. We over here competing at high level. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, my big goal is to be able to, you know, change. I kind of want to affect change on other formats because, you know, the way radio set up, unless you know what I mean? There's no radio station that is, what word am I looking for? syndicated. There's a show that might be syndicated, but no radio station that's syndicated. And I don't know if that ever changed. So I don't know if we ever get that. But if we could change the landscape on how radio, hip-hop radio is done, I'll take that. You know, and if we could actually lock up Connecticut, I'll definitely take that. You know, I just kind of want to, you know, change the whole scope of radio because it's cookie cutter. I used to live in Atlanta. And I thought Atlanta, I was going to hear a whole bunch of, you know what I mean, at the time, who was popping at the time? Laffy Taffy Boys or something. I don't know, White Tee Boys or something. And, you know, I thought we had a whole bunch of that. But they play the same radio. They play the same radio tracks up here. You know what I'm saying? It was no different than radio. You know what I'm saying? So it took me going to Atlanta for a couple of years to realize that. And I was just like, damn, man, everything's so cookie cutter. And I'm just like, I kind of just want to bring taste to the game. You know, I don't know where we're going to go. We in uncharted territory. We independent. I don't know, but I just know we're getting a good following. We just play good music. I mean, isn't that what radio's about? Just playing what, you know what I mean, the people want to hear? So that's my whole aim, man.
I just want to piggyback off that.
Go ahead, Gino.
Just real quick. I just want to say that, like, listen to the radio. There got to be something special about the radio. It kind of lost its luster, you know, when you hear the same song 3 or 4 times in an hour, you know. And I think 929 WDUP really has that special feel to it where you don't know what you're going to get. An hour or two of listening to our station, you don't know what you're going to get. You may hear those one or two of those cuts from the 90s where it just puts you right back in that same place, like, oh, shit. I used to love this song. How do you know about this song? Then they're going to tell the next person who tells the next person, you know?
Right.
So that's what we do, you know? And that's where we get our love and our following from.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, talk about it a little bit. You got Mike, you got the big event coming up. I believe it's February 28th.
This Saturday, man. All right, so, yeah, like I mentioned earlier, back in February of last year, we got the green light from the SEC. It was actually February 21st, you know, as Kitchen Conflict, whatever, to throw this party. But we kind of wanted to line it up, you know what I mean, on the same exact date. But we'll take the same exact month. So we're throwing the anniversary because we got the green light from the SEC, and we're throwing a double party. It's a dual party with a DJ in both spots at Hannafin's and High Fives. You know, they're directly next door to each other. You know, I got a relationship with both of the owners there, and it was only right. You know, across the street from Goddard Theater. And on one side, you know, at Hannafin's, you know, they got the stage, so we're going to have a couple, you know, artists that we play normally on the station. You know, because I'm not going to name no names because I still got to walk the streets of New London. We get some trash out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we tell people some good music. We get some doo-doo. I'm telling you, I'm not going to name no names. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo. We play, like, you know what I'm saying? We play everybody. Like, we didn't even play some trash, you know, one time. You know what I'm saying? You know, trash was a little gay, like, you know what I mean? Not one time. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's like the people who actually, you know what I mean, can stick and actually have some talent, you know what I'm saying? We put a rotation. And, you know, a couple people got rotation. You know what I'm saying? We got Frank Graham, he's going to perform there at Hannafin's. You know what I'm saying? We got Craig E.F. You know, with the Ridge, he did got a couple joints. He about to perform, and then we got DeLeon Ball's Dawn. You know, he got this song that a lot of people been reaching out to called Around the Way, and we going to have him perform. And that's it. We're going to keep it light, because we don't want to turn into a whole local dude, you know what I mean, joint, whatever. We're going to play a face to the people that we play who's from out here, you know what I mean? And we kind of want to say, we're not going to play anybody. You know what I'm saying? We're not just going to play anybody in rotation. We'll give everybody, right now we're generous, we'll give everybody a shot. Because I actually played some trash, and I actually had to give some disclaimers. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just showing the city love. You feel me? And you know, at the party, you know, if you want some shit where you like, yo, I ain't rocking with these local cats, you can go right next door to High Fives. There's a DJ there playing all type of music, and you have a good time. You know what I'm saying? We trying to bring the whole city out, and we going on a massive campaign in the next couple of days to get everybody out, man, because, I mean, it's more than just us, man. We kind of want to bring the whole city out and just celebrate New London having something dope. You know what I'm saying? We say it's humbly. You know what I'm saying? We were just fortunate to be at the right place, right time. You know, I'm not overly religious, but I mean, I think God aligned it for us. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we just out here just trying to have a good time for New London. So, That's what it is. As much people as possible will come out, come through, even if you won't breathe through for an hour or for a drink, you know what I mean, in and out, you know what I'm saying? We just hope everybody come out and we have a good time, man.
What kind of party start?
It starts at 10 o'clock.
10
p.m.
Oh, yo, man, y'all better 10
to 2.
10 to 2. Y'all better get out there, people. Friday night, y'all get out there, man.
No.
Saturday the 28th. Oh, my bad. Saturday the 28th, people, at 10 o'clock, people.
Yeah.
All right?
And if it's in high five, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, it's all. Gee, listen, I'm glad you do your thing. You're a personality too. You gotta get it out there. I already know how you sound.
I'm still kind of new to this, relatively. You know what I'm saying? My bad.
It's all love, man. It's all love, man. I just so happy and blessed that I had you guys on the show, man. Because you know, like I said, I've watched from afar. You know what I'm saying? Seeing the movements that you guys have made and the growth and just, man, it's big now. It's big now, man. Yeah, it's just a dream to have an idea, man. Sitting on the couch one day and be like, yo, I could do that. And just to watch the whole idea come to fruition, man. It's dope, man. It's dope.
Yeah. Because, like, one thing I can tell people is, like, I mean, it's that ownership, man. It's that empowerment. You know what I'm saying? You got to strive for that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I think, you know,
American way,
you got your goals. Yeah, I think outside the box, you know. Don't get trapped by this, you know what I mean, the BS you're dealing with day in, day out, man. You got to go. You got to find a way, you know what I mean, make it happen. And, you know what I mean, we find our way. And right now, we're in New London, but we're going to eventually get out to know the signal, but we're going to eventually get out further. It's a process. We've only been on air 6 months, and we fucking running a radio station. We pulled some radio station shit out of our ass, pause. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit came out of nowhere. And we know, like, yo, the best I ever did was intern at Hot 93.7. And all I was doing was passing out flyers for Craig G. And I was getting a couple free drinks. And I was trying to act like, you know what I'm saying, I was DJ KG and I had Jenny Boom Boom screaming at me. You know what I'm saying? When I was trying to holler at chicks outside the damn Hummer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It is, man. Like, yo, this shit's been a long process. Yeah. We kind of like just going with the flow, man.
Well, listen, man, the Miller Time Radio is supporting anything that you do and what you guys are about, man. Respect it. You know what I'm saying? This is what this show is about, man, having people they're on their way up. They're not at the top yet, but listen, they're on their way up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just blessed that guy has got on the show. Yo, to kind of wrap up the show, man, any shout-outs, any kind of last-minute words? Because obviously, you know, you guys are inspiring a new generation, you know. There's young kids, you know, 13, 14, that are watching what you're doing, what you guys are doing at WDUP Radio, man. They say, you know what, damn, if Mike and Gino and Cass could do it, yo, man, we could do that too, man. That's inspiring, man.
I just want to shout out to boy Leezy. Leezy couldn't make it tonight on the interview, but Leezy's a part of it too. We got a lot of people that support us, and we're gonna eventually get out to Norwich. You know, Linda, I know that's your Rose City, that's your shit. We want to get out there. You know what I mean? That's our next goal. We definitely want to get out there. But there's a lot of factors that go into it, and you know, I'll get to the whole technical aspect, and people are just gonna be lost. So I'm not even gonna bother with that. But you know, we eventually want to get out there, and the thing is, man, we just want to put out good music. And we kind of want to challenge the people who out here who want to be rappers, because there's going to be wannabe rappers wherever you go. It's going to happen. Fuck it. You know, at least, you know what I'm saying, we can lay the blueprint on good music and kind of, you know what I'm saying, influence these wannabe rappers to actually have some talent and actually put out a good product. And, you know, we only 6 months in, and we got a good following. We got a good buzz, but, you know, we eventually, you know, want to do more and, you know, just keep rocking with it, man.
No doubt. Or that, hey, Gino, let me go to. We're gonna come back to you in a second, Mike, to kind of wrap up the show. But yo, Gino, kind of, you know, send us home, man. You know, any final, maybe some inspiring words for that young generation coming up, maybe listening to the show and inspired by what you guys are doing.
Yeah, definitely. Just tell the young generation, man. Just to piggyback off Mike said, you know, don't settle for the everyday 9 to 5. You know, like, go out there and do what you want to do. You know, be what you want to be. It's going to take some hard work, but you, it's going to feel so good once you're accomplishing those goals, you know? That's all I got to say. Just go out there and get it. You know, just like we tell those kids that we coach when we won that championship, you know, go out there and take it, you know, whatever you want. Go get it. For real, man. I just want to send a quick shout out to the people that have been supporting us, you know, behind closed doors, like Tiffany, Mike's sister, who's been holding down the 929 Facebook page, and my girlfriend Lauren, who's been holding down the Instagram page, you know, 929, giving us just some great promotion, you know, and getting the word out there and advertisement. I appreciate both of them, you know, so and all the love we get from New London and all around the country, honestly, through the TuneIn app, from all the listeners. You know, so
no,
I appreciate all of
them. No doubt, y'all heard it here. We're coming right back to Mike, I want you to kind of, you know, obviously kind of wrap us up on the show, shout outs, you know.
What G just said, man, Jim just said, you know what I mean, shout out to my sister Tiffany holding the online thing going down, girl, you know what I mean, for Lauren, LD, she been rocking with the Instagram, you know, I knew it this year, Miss Saligo, Marcella, she hungry, and you know what I'm saying, she passionate about this, I like what she about, you know what I mean, big up to Aro and Cool Breeze down there listening in Atlanta, and down there in motherfucking Houston and all that, and you know what I mean, I want to thank you for even giving this opportunity to get interviewed, man. Me and Gino probably ain't been interviewed on some shit since high school, man, playing basketball, dog. That shit is dope, man. I'm looking forward to this shit. and the thing is, man, like, yo, we just starting out. You know what I'm saying? We've been on since August, man. And there's a lot more shit to come. Like, we think big, and we're going to try to bring big things to the area. And, you know, first big thing we try to bring is this Saturday, block party. No party DJ at both spots. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be bitches out there. It's going to be niggas out there, thirsty bitches. It's going to be a good night. I'm telling you, it's going to be good music. And you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we just want to have a good time and leave the guns in and out alone. We're the MC Light. And, you know what I'm saying? We don't want no problems because we want to show, you know, we can throw a good time out here in New London. So, and for this, and Norris, we will be out there soon. So, we got love for Norris, too. So,
yo, listen, like I said, no doubt, man. I appreciate you. We're going to be following. Yo, listen, people. Hey, listen, did you?
Before you hit that hang up button on this, man, I got to at least tell people how to, you know what I mean, here. But you go ahead, man. My bad.
No, I want you to send us, do you have how people can get in contact with you, man, like Facebook, you know, maybe download it, you know, give a little information right before we wrap
up. Yeah, I'll get everybody that right now. All right, as far as getting in contact with us, you can always email us at 929WDUP@gmail.com. You know, you can send us music, it got to be clean, we'll play it, and we actually go back and forth with you and give you a time frame when we'll play it so you can actually hear it. You know, so you don't think we just tell you some dreams or something. You know what I'm saying? We actually tell you when it's coming on. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we're on the TuneIn app. A lot of major radio stations are on the TuneIn app. You got Hot 97. You got Hot 93.7. You got V103 out in, you know what I mean, Atlanta. It's a major site, you know, that hosts, you know, a lot of radio streaming. And we're on that. And all you got to do is download the TuneIn app, you know what I mean, on any smartphone, and you know, in the search bar, just type in WDUP. You know, it's kind of based off of WZUP off of Martin. We couldn't get that because some bum ass reggae tone station out in North Carolina got it, and we couldn't get it. So we got the next best thing, What Up. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's WDUP. Mm. You know what I mean? You type that in search bar, and you listen to us anywhere. So, that's about it, man.
Yeah, listen. Man, I appreciate you, man. Listen, anything you need for Miller Time, anything you need for me, you reach out to me, let me know, brother. I'm there, man. I appreciate what you guys do. I respect it and keep it going, brother.
Man, I appreciate you too, brother. You know what I mean? You keep going. You know what I mean? What you're doing is good money, man. And maybe, you know what I'm saying, we can connect and maybe, you know what I mean, have something going for the future. Maybe interview you, vice versa, on the station too, man. We can work that out in the future. You know, get the word out about Miller Time Radio too, man.
No doubt, it's all about building together, man. It's all about building, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, brother. You have a blessed night. Y'all take it easy, all right? All right, man. All right, baby. It's Miller Time Radio, man. This is what I love, what I do, man. We just have, you know, you know, people with a dream, you know, not necessarily at the top right now. I just like to bring those people in there. They have a goal, you know, entrepreneurs, free spirits, may go against the grain, you know, of other people's thinking. You know what I'm saying? This is what the show's about, man. I'm just blessed, to, you know, to have Mike and Gino on the show. Man, y'all make sure y'all tune into that radio station, man. 92.9 WDUP Radio in New London, man. All right, this is Millersound Radio, man. We're going to send y'all out with a little street told dange, man. So this is Millersound Radio, y'all. One love, man.
Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.
Got the brand new 40 if he feelin' froggy. Fully auto with the drum, I bet I get him off me. Few perks in and I'm feeling lovely. Got me running straight game, now these bitches love me. Better know I keep the chopper for all these oppas. Broad day, I let it bang, nigga, fuck the coppers. You don't really want the drama, that's for the mama. I kill your whole fucking fam, nigga, that's a promise. Black gloves, black mask, finna catch a body. Homie, I ain't playing with no fucking body. Tell them try me, they better have that fucking iron. Cause I got mines and I'm with the firing. Bring the sirens, violence is with my mind is. So pussy, I suggest that you don't even try it. Tell me how you want it, I'm on it. I really mean it, that's why I record it. Can't say I didn't want him when I run up on him. One false move, he a fucking goner. I really hate niggas, I'm healer. Shout out to them jack boys, them haters. No gymnastics, I'm flipping. Peel it out the plastic, put it on the digit.
Just believe.
Know what I mean?
Just believe.
This shit right here just ain't about me.
Believe what you feel.
It's about a whole motherfucking community.
Believe in your heart, believe in me.
Rose City.
Believe.
I fucking love this shit.
Bet we never make it. Forget about the future. Dead dreams in the hope. Boy, your niggas got a shooting. Jail time and drugs. Big attorney prosecution. Probation and parole. Sometimes we feel useless. Brother gave me strength. In and out the system. Still kept it tight. Knowing one day I listen. The evil's in my vision. God's on my side. Been on my grizzly. Me and God on the grind. On and off the pipe. Gold star to the white stone. CT to NY. RCR. This my fight song. Believing ain't enough. It take a little faith. You keep me in them cuffs, tell wifey take the safe.
Yeah.
It rained 100 days, I survived the drought. Plus the fate of your haters, but plans to take me out.
Nah.
My heart pump realness, ain't nothing pretty. Enough. I'm under 6 feet, tell the whole world sit.
Never gonna lose. Believe in me. What is the big one?
Believe what you feel, not what you see.
Yeah.
Believe in your heart.
They said we couldn't cake it, poverty's meant for us.
Getting money when the sun's up, putting work till the sun down. I might fuck her when the sun's up, turning up when the sun down. Getting money till the sun's up, putting work till the sun down. I might fuck her when the sun's up, making love till the sun down. Getting money when the sun's up, putting work to the sun down. I might fuck her when the sun's up, turning up when the sun down. Getting money to the sun's up, putting work to the sun down. I might fuck her when the sun's up, making love to the sun down. Yo, when I woke up this morning, I felt like a new man. I was so drunk last night, it was kinda hard to stand. Had my day ones right with me, they ride till the death. Need to ease off of this whiskey, it might leave.
lead to my death. And that weed was so loud that it might leave me deaf. And my girl gone just like that, I can't believe that she left. All these new bitches popping up, man, what I'm supposed to do? Get this money and say fuck them, keep your family close to you. I like to control the view, I get lifted when I'm low. Solo cup, sipping it slow, Cadillac whipping it slow. Gripping the road, hitting the vogue, nigga, I'm living the life that I chose. Striking a pose, you see me, licking the pose, I'ma do me. I've been OD, working OT, handling business and working to eat. Never be finished, it's never complete, nigga, we making a masterpiece. Peace. And some harmony, real niggas that aren't many. These little thugs ain't harming me, they interns who aren't ready. In turn, I'm going steady, this like my sixth season. If you ain't riding with me now, then it's too late, cause this ship leaving. Hoes down, it's pimp season, I don't blame you, it's hard out here. One day I look back like I can't believe that it started here. Niggas saying it's all year, they'll be saying.
Deep breath, I'm thinking to myself.